Okay, let's talk about the Village's downtown area, our last question here. In recent years, there's been some development along Main Street, although most of the focus has been on the Dutch Boys development and the windmill projects. But both of those, both the Dutch Boys and the windmill projects, are west of the Village Hall, and we have a whole area that's east of the Village Hall, also in the downtown, several blocks long. How do we develop the area east of the hall? How do you think we can keep existing businesses in the downtown and attract new businesses to the downtown area?
That's a good question. That's a nonstop. How do I want to say? That's a nonstop thing. I mean, we're always looking for different ways. We do put the empty buildings that are there now. They do go on the website, on Little Shoes website. Our village administrator talks to, you know, the people that are coming in here. He talks to them, not the village trustees, and he tries to get them in. And I think he does a wonderful job. Again, we do loans if they need us, and we change ordinances. Like we say, we try to help out there. Anything that can help their old business get better. Again, it's an ongoing thing, and anybody brings anything up, we will be more than ready to listen to it.
Part of the struggles that we have in Little Chute, not just the downtown, but in general, because of the economic slowdown, there's going to be empty buildings. I think I heard just today that nationwide, 13% of all homes are standing vacant because of foreclosures. So it's not just a problem of the downtown area. But still, you're saying there are loans available, and that it's a revolving loan fund, isn't it, for startups and existing businesses, in addition to the facade renovation program, right?
Yes.
And you talked about ordinances changing ordinances. Is that a matter of making exceptions for certain underdeveloped areas, or are you thinking like the TIF, what is that called, the Tax Incremental Financing District, I think, and the kinds of special development that you can have under state law if you designate certain areas as needing development?
All three. We do all of them. Again, the ordinances are, you try not to change a lot of ordinances, but like Seth is a good example. He wanted people to put tables out there, and I mean, that was a good example of trying to help a company out. I mean, if it helps them a little bit, a lot nowadays. The TIF is huge. That helps businesses help on their taxes. So that helps, and the village, it helps the village a lot also. So, I mean, both of us come out ahead on that.